only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by the conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're very focused, show where we chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, repeat offender Lisa Dunn is in the house.
Good morning.
Bad feeling about this.
As you always do, and you keep asking me back.
Exactly. You know, something, there's a few people that I bring on a regular basis that we bring on. Basically, whenever our ratings go too high, we bring them on, and it brings us back a little bit more.
Got to scare people away. Okay, now I know my position. Yeah. Okay, that's all good. I think I'm going to just keep my gift now.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
I guess I'm a little slow. But
maybe if you apologize to me.
I'm sorry. Okay. But we're gonna keep coming. And even though we're going to talk about divorce today, we're not getting divorced. So just keep that.
Are we married?
Well, I say we get divorced in a lot of different areas. So,
to each other.
I talk about divorce in houses and divorce, and there's a lot of areas.
There's a lot of divorce.
Right? Okay. So, let me remind you, if you have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. Call that number coming back. I mean, first, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, and broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner. Plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio.
What are we celebrating?
This is an interesting one, and I don't even understand exactly what it means.
Well, this should be fun. Last time we had that soup you couldn't pronounce.
Exactly. This is Weary Willy Day.
Wear a Willy?
No, Weary Willy. Yeah, I don't know what Willy Day is.
Moving on. What else is on today?
I think we'll stick with National Pastry Day.
I think that works.
Right, National Pastry Day. That one is a little bit better for us, so we'll stick with National Pastry Day. Let's check and see what the markets are doing right now. We like to watch the markets on a regular basis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, interesting numbers. The Dow Jones right now is down 68 points. S&P 500 is down 2. The NASDAQ is down 5. Oil, should we really look at oil? Do we want to know what oil is doing? Well, it's down 11 cents a barrel. Gasoline, I was out of town last week. I came back and saw gas prices were not too outrageous, but let's check and see what we're doing on a national level and in Calizuela. 257.3 national average. 370 in Calizuela.
Ow!
Yeah, that's a little painful. 370, $1.20 a gallon more in Calizuela, an extra 6 cents above the price in Hawaii. Texas, $2.20 even. $2.20 is the price of a gallon of gasoline in Texas. Let's continue checking the markets. The 10-year Treasury, we watch that one on a regular basis for you. Down just a little bit. Debt 1.82 is the yield on a 10-year Treasury. What does that mean when we're talking about mortgage rates? And yes, they did come out last week, as they do every Thursday morning. 3.68 is the 30-year interest rate. You got to pay a half a point to get it. There are some specialty information in there. That's the baseline number. Compare that to last year, same week. Ready for this? 4.75. Yeah, last year, same week. So what's that? A little over one full percentage point cheaper to get your 30-year fixed rate loan. Now, I don't know if a 30-year fixed rate loan is what's right for your family. There are hundreds of loan products out there, and it's all about your strategy. So what is your strategy? What are you looking to accomplish? And do you want a better rate? Do you want a better payment? Do you want a better term? How long are you going to be there? A lot of folks look and they listen to these commercials that come out, and I always love the commercials that come out, and they talk about interest rates. As if interest rates really, really matter when you're talking about a home loan, because it's all about the strategy. If you can get a better payment than that interest rate might tell you, does it matter? If you're looking to take care of your kids for college, maybe a wedding, is the interest rate the primary issue? Or, as we're going to speak with Lisa Dunn about today, I had a conversation this weekend with a gentleman, and he asked me, well, what is the strategy for me to pay off my ex-wife so I can keep the house and finalize the divorce terms, the divorce decree terms? So all of those things are going to go into play. And, you know, it was funny because this is a funny conversation. You'll get a kick out of this one. So his call to me was, Ron, I need to do a cash out refi because I need to pay off my ex-wife. And why do you want to do a cash out refi? And he said, I need to pay off my ex-wife. And I said, but you don't do a cash out refi for that. He had no clue, but you know, if he had gone on to one of these websites, he would have put in there, okay, cash out, I need $270,000 to pay off the ex, and probably paid an extra 0.375% more than what he did. Right? And, you know, that's what Lisa and I are going to chat about today, is what are the issues that go into, what do you need to know when you're contemplating divorce? How does that affect your real estate? How does that affect your family? So we're going to chat about that in depth today. We'll see. I know Lisa's done a lot of this education, and we're going to share. We might see, and as you probably know, if you ever watch Lisa and I get together, sometimes we get off topic and we come up with some different information out there.
We're going to try to keep on topic today.
Fascinating. And we'll see if that ever, if we do, it'll be the first time in how many years?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Long time. Yeah, we generally don't succeed in that, but we'll give it a shot.
Sometimes.
Travis, do we have a screen back? I'm hoping that the screen is back and on. Alex, maybe you can give us an indication. Are we back showing a screen?
We're a little blurry.
Well, that's that. The somehow going between screens, it gets us that way. But I'm looking at my screen over here, and I look pretty clear.
I don't look clear at all on my screen.
Well, that might be your eyes, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Who's wearing the glasses right now? I'm taking my gift back.
I need a drink. Well, is that vodka? Or is
you
that...
saw me open this.
Oh, that's true. I did.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess we do know what she's drinking
and
today.
Alex has arrived.
Alex, glad to see you back, but blurry.
See?
Okay.
Alex, high five, buddy.
Okay so... Maybe it was all that drinking you did in Montana, Alex. Is that
correct? Wait. Two of us say we're blurry. You're the only person who says you see straight.
Exactly, and I'm the one that's not drinking. Maybe
else is drinking.
We'll see.
Okay, everybody else chime in. Are we blurry or not?
Blurry or not blurry. Okay, we have to see if what we're seeing out there. Let's take a look and see what's in the morning briefing this morning. Today's going to be a fascinating day if you're into the news of the day, because the Inspector General's report is going to be released today. I wonder if it'll have anything in there that we don't already know. I think that'd be fascinating when there's two people that know what's in the report. The Inspector General himself, Mr. Horowitz, and the Attorney General knows what's going on. Yet, do you think that the Attorney General would have called the Washington Post to tell them what's in the report? Highly doubt that. So I wonder where they're getting their information from when there's two people that know what's in the report. Fascinating to me. Moving right along, Chicken Schiff, he's in the news today as well. Interesting here that he's sharing the information that he got early on what was on phone calls that Devin Nunes was.
However he pronounces his name.
Wonder why he's sharing that information. I wonder if we should start sharing the information from the lack of intelligence committee chairman, Adam Schiff. Just throw that out there. I wonder if he'd like that. I'm sure that the attorney general can get his hands on that, but we'll see. Moving right along, five dead after New Zealand volcano erupts. Rescuers can't access the island. I don't know if I want to go to that island. In case you missed it, the Florida Naval Base shooting, presumed to be terrorism. DeSantis urges precautions for foreign nationals training with U.S. military. But wait a second. It was against the law for that guy to have a gun. So I wonder what the new law will be that he'll break. I just throw that out there. Elizabeth Warren reveals she made $1.9 million from private legal work. Interesting. New England Patriots, 21 wins at home, comes to an end. Did you watch that game against the Kansas City Chiefs? Just throw that out there.
I loved every second of it.
Did you like that one?
I like
that. You're a Bronco fan, though, aren't you?
I like watching the Patriots get beat.
You're like, okay.
There's certain teams I like watching get beat.
Like, I'm that way with the Raiders. I mean, I love the
Raiders. I like to watch them lose. Like,
you're a Broncos fan, so I get it.
Broncos-Rams, you know, I mean, I enjoyed the Rams game last night.
That was a good game. It was nice. I have a bunch of friends from Seattle. They're probably not too excited about it.
I was kind of a little disappointed that New Orleans, you know, just couldn't quite hang on to beat San Francisco. Because I like to see San Francisco lose, too.
That would have been nice. Yes, amazing. Nice.
Didn't happen, but it would have been nice.
Sure would have been. You know, there's a lot going on in the news. I'm going to see if I can clear up this screen. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio.
Hey, we look better.
Do we look better?
We look better here. We look better there.
Nice.
Yeah, good job.
All right. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk divorce with Lisa Dunn. Have you budgeted for closing costs in your real estate?
Or have you budgeted for divorce?
Best credit cards for holiday shopping. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast,
shame on you.
But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street, our house. Are you owning a safe, secure 10% secondary loan or investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are
Ronzio Radio, or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and products. Give us a call. We'll set up the right strategy for you to see what you're trying to accomplish, see if we can make that work for you. Let's check out what's going on in the markets once again today, because today we're looking again. If I can get it on my phone here, because the computer seems to be wanting to act up just a little bit. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 72 points. Ooh, I think I've got a. Oh, where's my friend? I think he was looking to get in on the broadcast today. Oh. Yeah, now we're looking at the S&P 500 down 220, not a whole lot right there. U.S. 10-year Treasury down 2 basis points to 1.82 the yield. Mortgage-backed securities down 5 basis points. That one's going the wrong direction as well. But why is all of this happening? And I'm going to tell you something. I told you last week, early in the week, actually I was only on the broadcast, I think on Monday last week, and I told you we were going to see a big miss on the jobs report. It came out way, way over what the anticipated numbers were. But what's going on now in the market? What's going on with interest rates right now as we speak? Well, there's a lot of interesting information, because the Federal Reserve is going to have their two-day meeting. It starts on Tuesday, statement and press conference on Wednesday. We are expecting absolutely nothing to happen, so not going to be a big issue right there. Consumer Price Index report is going to be released on Wednesday. The Producer Price Index on Thursday. Really important report to watch will be the Consumer Price Index report, which measures inflation as felt by the consumer. The CPI report has two components, headline inflation and core inflation. Core strips out food and energy. And the core is what we really look at. Why do we look at a inflation report that takes away food and energy? And that's a big issue that very few people understand. Why do we look at it that way? Well, the answer is quite simple. The Federal Reserve and Fed policy really doesn't have a whole lot of bearing on food or energy. People have to buy it. They can't control the weather. They can't control geopolitical events, right? So they take that out and take a look there. Previous readings for October showed headline inflation at 1.8, core 2.3. If inflation surprises to the upside, it could apply pressure on the bonds. When bonds get pressured, they go down. When they go down by a mathematical function, rates are higher. Another interesting component within the report is rental increases. The last release showed that rents across the U.S. are going up by 3.7%. Yeah. Of course, in California, it'll probably go up by more than that because of the new legislation that's coming in. But that we've already cut out that many, many times. That is the Mortgage Minute, again brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. We're ready for that next mortgage. Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You've got the phone. Make the call. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Lisa Dunn is in the house today. Generally, I get the name of her company wrong, but I wrote it down this time, so maybe I can read Laurel Real Estate Resources.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Gift goes back.
We're going back and forth. If I say their company name right a couple of times, I'll get a gift today. That'll be cool. Nice stuff.
So, it doesn't screw up any other way.
I'm guaranteed to do that. That's for sure. You know me better than that.
I know. This guy's like right in the middle here.
Exactly. So divorce.
Yes.
That's the conversation. You and I started talking about that last time when you were in. And as per usual, we got a little sidetracked.
Well, that's true. We're not going to let that happen today. Because, you know, after the holidays, January is the month where most divorce filings occur.
I always wondered about how, I found that fascinating, because I did hear that several years back from some divorce attorneys, And I said, no, we need to get some better commercials on telling the guys and the women where to go and get some better gifts.
That's why we're talking about it now.
Well, there's divorce season.
Well, you know, and what it is people put up with a lot. You know, they go through the year.
Yes, we do.
You know. And you know, you get to the holidays and you're like, okay, I can make this through the holiday season. I can survive this. New Year's comes along. You're like, I can't take this anymore. I'm out of here. And so in January, the divorce attorneys and mediators and such are very busy. But one of the problems that homeowners that are divorcing have is you have an attorney that you think knows what to do with your house, right?
You would think so.
You would think so. This is what they do day in and day out. They do divorce, right?
Divorce.
You would be shocked how many have really no idea that house where the kids are like, oh my God, if I could get out of here so I can quit thinking about my parents arguing all the time. You know, there's all kinds of things out there that people just say, oh, you know what? I'm filing divorce. I'm keeping the house. You're getting the heck out of here. How are you going to pay for this?
That's a fascinating conversation because there's so many people that are constantly are looking at that and they think, you know, and I've said this many times when it comes to the lending side, is, you know, we understand the divorce decree, but beyond making sure that we stay legal, we really don't care.
Well, and especially now, since there's so many different ways to get divorced, you can do, you know, a mediation where you can basically agree to anything that you want.
Sure.
Or you can do a collaborative divorce where, you know, everybody's trying to work together. Or you can go for the attorney favorite. I am sorry if there's attorneys listening out there, but we all know this is true. The good old-fashioned contentious, you lawyer up, I lawyer up, and then we just sit there and watch the lawyer clock spin while they take all of the money that we're fighting over that we're not going to have by the time everything's done. And those are usually the worst ones because people are entering into those not quite as informed as they would be they, you know, going to a mediation or something where you actually have to sit down and work it out versus I'm here to take everything you have and I don't care how much it costs me, because you might think that you're doing the right thing, especially with the real estate. I've seen some horrendous things come out of these contentious marital settlement agreements because nobody's thinking clearly. Nobody wants to do the right thing.
You know, I'm a big fan, if there is such a thing, of the collaborative version.
Yeah.
And I've had several collaborative attorneys on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. And when you listen to the options, number one, it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the other thing is generally the collaborative attorneys have a team of people that they work with. So they've got the collaborative divorce financial planner.
And the collaborative divorce real estate. Right. Agent, such as myself. I'm certified as a collaborative divorce.
So what does that mean?
What that means is we are there to work together, but we also understand we alone cannot do this, that there is a team. And it may sound like it might cost you more money in the long run, because you do have a team of professionals, but this team of professionals is going to do their specialty to help you through this divorce. And they're working together. So it's not you're not fighting. It's not that adversarial divorce that so many people, you know, see in their heads. It's more like we can work this out. We can get this done. You know, maybe you're having a really tough time, you know, emotionally and mentally handling what's going on with you right now. And instead of your attorney as a therapist or your real estate agent as a therapist, you know what? We can help refer you to a collaborative divorce specialist therapist or child therapist too. We have the financial planners. We have the agents, as we said. We have collaborative divorce trained lawyers. Not lawyers. Well, we do have lawyers, but lenders as well. There's lenders that get the certification. So everybody knows really what we have to do, because one of the most common misconceptions is that you can get a divorce, but you don't have to do anything with your house regarding title or mortgage or whatever.
Right.
if you want a divorce, you got to divorce that house as much as you're going to divorce 100%. That spouse. And most attorneys think, well, you know what? We're just going to do a quitclaim deed. And we're just going to take your name off title. Therefore, you no longer own the house. But what if the mortgage is a joint mortgage?
Right.
You're still bound to your spouse.
But wait, Lisa, the divorce decree says that my spouse is responsible.
Yeah. Has your spouse been pre-qualified? Does your spouse have a job? Namely, all of the stay-at-home moms and dads, because there are both of them out there, that when the breadwinner says, I want a divorce, well, I'm going to keep the house, says the stay-at-home spouse. Well, how are you going to pay for it?
Right.
Do you really think that, you know, this amount of alimony or whatever it is that you think you're getting, you think that's going to cover your house payment? How do you know what the condition of your house is? Maybe you don't want that house. Maybe it's full of termites. Maybe your water heater is going to, you know, go out in a week. Maybe you need a new roof. What are you taking on? And it's more important for people to understand, do this early in the process, get a professional that knows what they're doing. Let's take a look at that house. Let's see what repairs it needs, because that affects the value of that property.
One of the big issues that we're going to talk about, because you know, if you're thinking about divorce, if it's the right thing for you and your family, I'm going to tell you to think about a book that I really like. It's called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Mm-hmm.
Or highly successful people. And in one of the big habits says begin with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So do you want is the end game that you're looking for a fight, or is the end game that you're looking for a separation? And I think that's what the collaboration has to do with. We're going to talk more with Lisa Dunn when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Have you budgeted for closing costs in your real estate? Best credit cards for the holiday season, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. We just need some trust. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. If you already found your dream home, hey, that's wonderful. But you know something? You can find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. You can find out exactly what the market believes about your property. And we send that to you free every single month. Text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest to 79564. We'll get that to you free every month. We love that report because it's telling you what the market has as far as information. It's going to tell you if your property appreciated in the last short period of time. It'll tell you if your property depreciated in the last month. It'll tell you what the rental value might be. If you're thinking about doing a short-term rental, it tells you. Now, it's not going to get you the information that you're going to get from a professional real estate agent. You have to call somebody like Lisa and get that information. But here's the reason that I like that particular report is it's giving you a guideline. And if you don't like what it says, you can actually just go on there and say, you know something, would you send me an updated market analysis report? And then one of the area trusted real estate professionals get involved. And yeah, they'll send that report over to you. They're more than happy to let you know what the value of your property is. Again, it's as I mentioned to you on a regular basis, it's all about the strategy. What are you looking to accomplish? Buyers, though, looking now, are you ready to list your home? That wasn't the exact report I was looking for, but it's in front of me, so I'll go over it anyway. Inventory on the market today is low, especially among existing homes in the entry and middle level tiers of the market. It's hovering well below the 6-month supply typically found in a more normal market. I've got the chart right there on the screen, so you can actually see that if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv. Inventory being one of the biggest housing market challenges today, finding a starter home right now is not easy. According to the Q3 Housing Trends Report from the National Association of Home Builders, 68% of those searching for a home think their search will get harder or stay about the same over the next 12 months. The same study reveals, and I quote, in the third quarter 2019, buyers actively engaged in the process of buying a home are more likely to have spent at least 3 months searching, 58%, than a year earlier, 55%, unquote. This is certainly no surprise given the current inventory status. So what's the good news? The NAHB continues to say, quote, if still unable to find a home in the next few months, the next step for most longtime searchers is to continue looking for the right home in the same preferred location, 52%. The next step for 35% is to expand their search area, and for 16%, accept a smaller, older home, only 15% give up. What's this mean for homeowners? If you're thinking of selling your home, buyer demand is high. Those looking in your neighborhood are not planning on giving up anytime soon. The majority of potential buyers who are still searching for their dream home are eager
willing and ready to buy. So maybe it's time to list your house. Give me a call, 800-306-1990. I do not list houses. I do not sell houses. But I can put you in touch with people in your neighborhood that do all those things for you. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. We are continuing our conversation. Lisa Dunn is in the house. Laurel Real Estate Resources.
That's twice.
Twice I've got it right.
Still moving this way.
Yeah. We're chatting about divorce today. And, you know, I brought this up at the end of the last segment, Lisa. Begin with the end in mind.
Exactly.
Right? Is the end giving all of your money and all of your assets to an attorney?
Well, and I think we better, you know, clarify, begin with the end in mind is the divorce process, not like when you're getting married, how you're going to get a divorce. However, you know, if you're in that situation, you may want to consider a prenup, especially, you know, if you're bringing property into the marriage. Not all of your attorneys are 100% there when it comes to inherited property, your property that you own before you got married. There's a lot of important things about that. But, you know, I digress. We will talk about, you know, once you decide you've had enough.
Sure.
You need to make some smart decisions, because we were talking about, you know, the people that say, I'm going to get the house and I'm going to pay for this house. Well, not necessarily. The divorce decree itself doesn't always hold water in when it comes to outside the courtroom.
Sure.
And you had mentioned that before. And I personally had a situation many, many, many years ago when I got married to my husband. I was wife number two. And wife number one was told that she needed to pay off all the credit cards. That was her part of the divorce settlement. Do you think she paid off those credit cards?
No.
You know who ended up paying off those credit cards? You're looking at the person who paid off those credit cards so I could buy a house.
Sure.
Because just because the court paperwork says she's responsible, she didn't do a darn thing. And my husband, since it was a joint credit card account, was on the hook for that joint debt that she was bound to pay, which she did not.
So you can go back to court and fight that, but then it's just a matter of spending more money.
How much is that going to cost? Yeah, exactly. So,
and the other thing is, and I'm going to share this from a lender's standpoint, you know, we look at it and say, okay, well, we can read the divorce decree, and we know that generally they're going to stand up in court. But the issue is, we don't want to go to court.
We don't want to go to court. We don't have time to go to court.
So we just say, we say, okay, I recognize the fact that party A is responsible, but since we don't want to go to court and it's part of it's on your credit report. Okay, you get to deal with it anyway.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And people will say, I'm going to go out and buy a house because I'm getting divorced and I need somewhere to live.
Right.
And they haven't even put their house on the market yet, or, you know, or they're in escrow, but they have no visible means of income. They have not been formally divorced yet. There is no formal divorce decree saying you will get X dollars amount a month. You know, this is some complicated stuff. So, you know, you really need to sit down with somebody who knows what's going on, what needs to be done, how to actually divorce your house as well as the spouse, because there are two parts to that.
Sure.
We have title of the home. We have the mortgage. And the attorneys, divorce attorneys, are usually just going to say, you know what, we're just going to drop a quick claim deed, take your name off the house. If you still have this joint mortgage, whoever, you know, if somebody else wants to go out there and tank their credit, even though you're divorced, you're on that joint mortgage together, guess what? You're going down with them.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying before, Lisa. So many people don't look at the idea of saying, you know, something, let's begin with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
The end really is at that stage of the game that you're wanting to get divorced. You're wanting to separate. And how do you do it the quickest and most efficient way possible? I'm going to share, just not that I've gone through it. I'm 33 years into this life sentence.
No, I am. I've got 37, and maybe I'll get some time off for good behavior.
When's the good behavior start?
I don't know.
Actually, I'm 32 years into the life sentence. I better make sure I get that right, just in case Mindy's listening. But here's the issue is, you know, when you get to that point, right, why do you want to give all that money to the attorneys?
And that's right. And especially when they may not know what's best for you.
And I'm going to share with you, I've talked to the attorneys that are involved in the contentious world. I've talked to the attorneys that are involved in the collaborative world. I've talked to the attorneys. And you can look on the archives of Ron Siegel Radio. I've had the people that are the mediators in here. Mediators are interesting, but I think that there's a lot of ignorance there. It's the cheapest way to go, right? Because you don't think about, when you go through mediation, are you qualified to understand what is the capital gains and who's going to take that capital gains liability?
Can I share a mediation story?
Absolutely. Okay. Wait a second. I'm going to do it when we come back. A mediation story time with Lisa Dunn when we come back. You're going to have to stay tuned. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, best credit cards for the holiday season. We'll talk about that one. You can reach me anytime off air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
LS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It's wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Best credit cards for holiday shopping. Is it ever too soon to start thinking about holiday shopping?
Well, better have it going on now.
Yeah, we better be starting it right now, or else you might be in trouble.
I think you're a few weeks ahead on this run.
Amazon, though, is, you know, Amazon. Wait. You're forgetting an issue here, Lisa.
What is that?
When do the vast majority, and I don't want to be sexist, but when do the vast majority of men go shopping for the holidays?
Well, most of them don't. They just go on to Amazon, like you were saying.
but when are we going to Amazon?
The
23rd or 24th.
Yeah.
Right, so we're still a couple weeks out. We've got,
okay.
got plenty
we
of time.
Lost the women crowd, though, because we already got it going.
Yeah, I saw somebody, one of my friends the other day, said, I'm already done. And I said, done. I mean, holy cow. That's, Cyber Monday has already passed, but unbelievable. We will continue with this report. No matter what holiday you celebrate, it's time to start collecting your loved ones' holiday wish lists and begin budgeting for those gifts. The holidays can be a bit hectic, but if you find yourself a little short on your gift budget, many people do, it can be downright stressful. You want to give your loved ones the presents they want, but you don't want to break the bank. What's a holiday planner to do? It obviously didn't plan very well. That's where rewards credit cards can come in handy. With great rewards like cash back, introductory bonuses, you can earn money towards your holiday budget while spending your holiday budget. Now, that's multitasking.
And very best.
Exactly. The lineup, we've got some great credit cards that are up to tackling your holiday shopping. Depending on your credit worthiness, you can't go wrong with choosing any of them. The Chase Freedom Unlimited card, the Target Red card. I like that Target Red
card. Mike got a workout this morning.
Well, you know something? I went to Target and got a pair of those new AirPods, the fancy ones.
Ah, the ones that you're going to tie together with a string so you don't lose them?
No, I just have them in my pocket. Sometimes I put them in my ears too. But you know something? You go to the Apple store and you pay $249 for them. You go to Target. $249 less 5%.
That's right.
So I got mine over there. And I hope Mindy's not listening.
Well, and they also have some new thing, too, that they're doing. It's not Cartwheel anymore. They have a new Target program. And
yeah.
I went and spent some obscene amount of money this morning. And I got three text messages that I spent an obscene amount of money this morning. And I've got something coming back to me.
Nice.
I don't quite know what it is, but something's coming back
to me. So we've got the Petal Visa credit card. If you're building a credit score, the Petal Visa credit card still gives you great rewards during the holiday season. TD Cash credit card. I guess that's from TD Ameritrade. Credit One Bank Platinum Visa with cashback rewards. I've been told by many of the credit people don't use the Credit One card, that there's some issues there. If you want this whole report, give me a call, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com, ron@ronsiegelradio.com. I'll get that off to you. Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by Credit Sanitizer.com. If you want to get your credit scores corrected, get your credit scores replaced, Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water team. They are the ones that I recommend to a lot of folks to go out there because, you know, even as much as I talk about credit on the radio broadcast, I find every client I've ever looked at has errors on their credit report. Every single one. I've never, ever found one that does not. And I have Jeff actually take care of mine as well. So just because even though I know how to do it, it's easier to let a professional do it. They know the latest tricks of the trade. That's the Your Credit Matters segment. So before the break, we were chatting with Lisa Dunn. Laurel Real Estate Resources is the name of the company.
Three times.
Three in a row, huh? Right. And we're going to get a mediation story.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Like, you think that when you hire somebody, they know what they're doing, right?
You'd hope.
Yeah, you kind of hope so. So acquaintance of mine was blindsided by being asked for a divorce by her spouse. And her spouse found this mediation attorney and paid a whole whopping $2,500, which if you know what a divorce costs, you know that's bargain basement cheap.
Right. That's like a do-it-yourself version.
Pretty much. And so he gave them, you know, the paperwork to fill out, which is, okay, tell us about the real estate that you own and tell us what it is, what it's worth, what you owe, and what your equity is. And they're going to make a decision, you know, based on what you think your house is worth versus what you think your loan balance is, that gives you this equity number that is going to be carved in stone somewhere. How do you know that any of that information is right? Okay. Well, these particular people didn't just have the family home, which they actually had already sold by that point in time, and taken the proceeds and rolled it into a new home for the wife. They also had 11 properties. Yes, and it wasn't like they were all residential rentals or anything. One was a rental that they had purchased with another family member for another family member to rent out. So there was three of them involved in the property, not just the two. There was a bunch of land, some with water rights, some without water rights. Some of the ones without water rights were adjacent to the ones that had water rights. So all of those had different values, even though the parcel sizes were identical.
Wow.
They also had two more vacant lots in different areas that nobody knew existed until we did a search. And there was three warehouses involved. And one of those warehouses had a joint ownership with the husband's brother, which they inherited the two.
The warehouse.
The brothers inherited the warehouse. The mediation attorney said, this is your sole and separate property because you inherited it, which that could possibly be true.
I thought mediation attorneys are not supposed to be giving advice. They're supposed to.
He said, you know what? This is your sole and separate property. You inherited it. Therefore, it's yours, which that is what the law basically says. The problem was the attorney didn't check on the status of any of these properties. And that warehouse that those two brothers inherited, somebody told those two brothers, it'd be a good idea for you to quit claim your wife on as a 25% owner of this warehouse. So the wife owned as much of the warehouse as the husband did, but the attorney didn't know because he didn't check to see what the recorded documents were. So guess who came to the rescue? I come in with this huge pile of property profiles for my client. And she says, well, what about this property? What about that property? We had to run a whole county by county search on their last name to see if the husband had bought any more lots, because it was a hobby of his to buy lots and maybe build on it or sell it or something. And we came through, ascertained the value, found appraisers, did everything we had to do. And the mediation attorney accused her of going out and getting her own lawyer. And she said, I don't need a lawyer. I've got my real estate agent.
There you go. Right. And that's one of the big reasons why I'm a proponent. If you need, and I'm not a fan of divorce in the first place, right? I mean, I don't think that you, I think it's too easy, especially in California, to get a divorce as opposed to try and work things out first. But that's a separate issue. But, and I've heard many, many people say once after they've gone through the process, boy, I wish I had not done that, especially when you go through the contentious version.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you talk about the collaborative, a good collaborative attorney is going to bring in that whole team that we talked about.
Yes, because most attorneys, the ones that are more on the contentious adversarial type, they don't want to be told they don't know something, because they're charging big bucks to say, look at me, I am a high-profile divorce attorney.
I know everything.
Why would I possibly need to confer with a real estate agent about how you hold title? Maybe they do have a title rep that they can get a title report from. Maybe they don't. Are you going to know? Are you going to know as their client what they're doing for you? Wouldn't you like to be remotely involved in the process? And before you say, I want that home, and my spouse is going to give me title to the house, wouldn't you like to know how you're going to pay for it?
And if it's a good deal to even get it.
Yeah, maybe you don't qualify for these payments that you tell your attorney that you're able to take on.
But even worse than not qualifying for them. And not qualifying is a problem, because it's an easy solution, right? If you just take them over, no one's telling you whether you qualify for them or not. Maybe you can't afford them.
Maybe you can't afford them. Maybe if you take them over, that spouse goes out, like I mentioned before, and says, you know what, I'm just going to run my credit into the ground. And guess what? Your credit gets ran into the ground right along with theirs. So what you want to do is you don't want to just quit claim somebody off. You want to get the title separated and you want to get that mortgage separated. Whoever's keeping that house wants a mortgage in their own name. Because if you're still joined at the hip somewhere with somebody on a credit debt, it can haunt you.
Forever.
Yeah. You're going to be
as long paying, as you're in that process.
You're going to be paying for somebody's furniture just like I did.
Absolutely. Great information. As always, if you want to chat more with Lisa Dunn about this, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.